Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Struan Holmes with Stacking the Box and Fansided, joined now by Colts defensive end Quiddy Pay. Quiddy, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Thank you for having me.
I do have to say something. If you're watching on video, everyone, he's got a nice painting behind you. I like that right there, Quiddy. That's solid.
Appreciate that.
I do want to give a huge shout out because Quiddy is here. Thanks to New Campbell's Chunky Spicy Nashville Style Hot Chicken Soup. Big flavor with southern heat and bold ingredients, 13 grams of protein, seasoned with delicious spices and cayenne pepper sauce. The soup contains big hunks of chicken meat, red peppers, potatoes, and onions. Coming to shelves soon. Quiddy, have you had a chance to try this yet?
Oh, yes, sir. I was trying it all this morning.
Oh, dude, I'm jealous, man. How is it? That sounds right down my alley. I'm a spice guy. I'm a spicy man.
Yeah. For me, I feel like I'm kind of going through this phase right now where I just want like everything spice and everything with heat. So, you know, it's a great meal for sure. And, you know, lots of protein packed into the meal, you know, after a workout, it's a great meal to get in and, you know, just get after it, man.
Yeah. I do want to start here. I know you were a running back and defensive end in high school. Was there ever a thought of, you know what? Nah, man, I'm running back. I'm going to be an RB. I'm going to college. Screw defensive end. Give me the ball. Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, that was my thought initially. You know, when I first came in as a freshman, you know, all freshmen had to play freshman football, and I was a safety and running back. And then my sophomore year, I moved up to varsity, and then my defensive coordinator, he was like, bro, you're not playing safety, bro. You're way too big to be back away from all the action, bro. Like, at least play linebacker. So I tried playing linebacker, outside linebacker. He was like, maybe DN. And then from there, just took off. I was real raw as a sophomore, though. But I was back there getting tackles, getting TFLs. And he was just like, yeah, no, this is where you're supposed to be. So, you know, from there, just took off. So shout out Coach Green at Hendricken, man.
Oh, that's great. I do want to give a shout out to your Michigan Wolverines for winning the college football playoff right there. Do you ever give a hard time to Tyquan Lewis, who went to Ohio State and obviously defensive end with you with the Colts as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, this past year, Tyquan had to wear a Charles Woodson Michigan jersey. So, you know, it's been great, you know, every single year. And then my first 2 years, Pierce Campbell was there. So, you know, I was just in there talking smack all 3 years, you know, so it's been great, man. It's been amazing, you know, to see Michigan turn around and, you know, start whipping Ohio State every year.
You didn't want to get Harbaugh to get you the couple carries at RB? Didn't want him to give you a couple carries in college?
Nah, you know, I thought about it, but, you know, just coming out as a freshman, like, defensive end was a load enough, you know, going to college football. So, you know, as that, I was just like, yeah, no, I'm just cool playing DN.
How hard was the transition from college to the NFL? Obviously, Michigan, a premier program, as they just won, obviously, but Power Five, they've been good a long time now. So they should be along the lines of getting you prepared, but still, that has to be a big transition. What is something about the average, maybe the average fan doesn't understand about making that leap from college to the NFL?
I think Michigan does a real good job of preparing you as far as like going into a game, evaluation, scouting reports and stuff like that. I think the biggest jump I had to make was like on the field adjustments. just knowing like what the offense has given me and what sets I'm getting, how they switched up stuff like that. Because in college, you know, however an old lineman sets on film, that's how he's going to set in the game for the whole game. So you can really set up your moves. But when you get to NFL, they'll switch it up, you know, play action, pass. Everything kind of looks the same where like you don't really know. So like watching film is real big, you know, just to get little keys, formations, you know, kind of play faster. So it's kind of, it's almost like a guessing game, but it's more instinctive guessing. So like you just know what's coming and then just playing off of that. In college, it's kind of just like you can just play and, you know, like what you see on film is what you'll get in game. But, you know, the offensive coordinators do a great job of mixing everything up, having different looks from the same formations. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I have to imagine that that's a little different. You've grown up against a team like, let's say, the Chiefs, for example. You see all that motion in the backfield. You got to be, what is going on right now?
Exactly, yeah.
I will say you are 1-0 against the Chiefs, so I think that's going at least okay for you right there. Always say rookie year to second year, right? That to me is the biggest, I don't want to say transition, but that's where you see a lot of edges. And I always say tackles offensively. That's where you can really start judging these types of players. I think wide receivers, running backs, sometimes you see them as a rookie. They come on strong. Edge rushers and tackles, it seems like it's that second year where things really start to click. Was that the same for you in your experience? Where is that second year in the NFL where you really started to feel comfortable?
Yeah, I think I came out strong. You know, definitely the work I put in the offseason definitely showed off. The first game, second year, I ended up having 2 sacks, you know, 7 tackles, like 3 TFLs against the Texans to open the game off. I mean, to open the season off. And, you know, I was playing well in the first half of the season, and I ended up getting injured. High ankle sprain. I was out for maybe like 6-7 games. And then that's when, you know, every year I just learn something new about the game and like what I have to, you know, incorporate into like my daily stuff. So, you know, from there, I started taking, I call it prehab, where you start doing stuff before you even get injured. So a bunch of stuff like hyperbaric chambers. I started doing a lot of IVs to make sure I was hydrated, you know, to take care of my soft tissue injuries and, you know, just going into the training room, taking care of my ankles and, you know, just all that kind of stuff to, you know, help me stay on the field and help me, you know, if I stay on the field, I'm going to play well. I'm going to get the stats that I need. So that was my big thing, just, you know, staying on the field, preventing injuries and stuff like that. So I was definitely playing well. And then the injury kind of set me back a little bit and I came back and, you know, I had a good game against the Patriots. Homecoming game for me, that was amazing. Although we lost, but that was a great game. You know, to go into Gillette, all my friends, hometown friends were there. My family was there. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's say, for example, an edge rusher is a speed rusher predominantly, but let's say he faces a tackle whose strength is going up against speed rushers. How do you, as a edge rusher, change your game? Do you stick with your strength? Do you try and exploit the weakness of the tackle? How does a defensive end's game plan change game over game here?
Yeah, I think for edge rusher, you know, definitely in our room, we try to exploit the fish, as we call it, kind of like the worst old lineman. But we just trying to, you know, exploit their weaknesses. You know, like you see guys like Von Miller who are speed rushers, but then you'll see them put an old lineman on his butt every once in a while because they have to respect his strength. So, you know, just being able to set it up, you know, old tackle that's, you know, really prepared for the speed, they'll set a little bit higher, get out there a little bit faster, and they're not really as anchored down to the ground. So you sell speed, then you throw your long arm in there, a real stiff long arm. And then, you know, oftentimes they're surprised by it and they fall and you just get by them, and then you get the sack. So, you know, just playing like that chess game, the mind game, being able to set certain things up throughout the game. And yeah.
Who's been the toughest offensive lineman you've had a face so far?
I just had a conversation about this. My rookie year playing Andrew Whitworth, that was by far like the hardest. Because going into the game too as well, I'm like, oh, this guy's like 42 years old. I'm like, bro, I'm about to cook this guy. And I went into the game. He's surprisingly fast. He gets back into his sets fast. Like, you don't know what kind of set he's going to give you. And he's so strong and he's huge. So, like, you're thinking you're about to get off the ball, sell him with speed, and hit him with a power move. He's just standing right there like a brick wall. And then his hands are super strong. He had what we call grown men strength. Like, once you hit a certain age, you're like, you're just like strong. Like, like the guys in the locker room, like, we just joke all the time. Once you start having kids, that's when you get your grown man strength. Once you get your dad strength, that's like your prime.
That's great, man. Yeah, because he was about twice your age at that point. You're going up against him. He knows everything, man. That's awesome. Your PFF grade last year against the run was 11th out of all defensive ends in football, right? Not only were you getting after the quarterback, getting sacks, a lot of pressures, but you were also great in the run game. How much pride do you take in that, and how hard is it to be great at both facets as a edge rusher there?
Yeah, you know, I think it takes a lot of work and effort. You know, a lot of guys, you know, the key as a defensive end is, you know, like, you want to get sacks and stuff like that, but you have to earn those sacks. You have to stop the run first. You have to, you know, make the team throw the ball, you know, third and long situations. If the team's running the ball and they get into third and short, they're just going to keep running the ball. So, you know, taking pride in stopping the run first, you know, coming from Big Ten football, you know, playing against teams like Iowa, Wisconsin, where they have like the three tight end sets, two tight end sets, and like all they're doing the whole game is running the ball. Like, you have to take pride in that. I remember coming into in Michigan, we played a lot of six tech. And my first year, I could not get the six tech down. And Greg Madison was my D-line coach at the time. And he was just hard on everybody, man. Like, making sure you get the six tech down. And, you know, he would tell us to watch guys in front of him. He would tell me to watch Rashawn Gary. I'm like, Rashawn's a different beast. Like, this guy is 6'6", like 280 of pure muscle. But anyways, I ended up getting it down. You just hammer it every single day in practice. You know, just that Big Ten football, that style of play. And, you know, just transitioning to the NFL was kind of just like, it was easy for me to transition in the run game. And then, you know, the pass rush came later. But yeah, you know, just having that background of Big Ten football was clutch for me.
Were there any players growing up, any edge rushers in particular that you watched and you're like, yeah, I want to play like that guy? Any guys that you molded your game after?
Liberian legend Tamba Ali, man. He still texts me till this day, you know. So for me, you know, just watching his film and like just seeing how he rushed, you know, just there's not too many Liberian NFL players. So for me, that was just a guy where I just said, man, like, I just want to be just like him.
Dude, you have no idea how many people you just made happy. So I do a lot of Chiefs because I'm here in Kansas City, actually. So you just made a whole bunch of Chiefs fans very happy. Tamba Ali is still a Chiefs legend. He's out in the community and he's working with a lot of the Chiefs defensive ends as well. That's awesome. He's getting with you too there. Keep keeping you up, huh?
Yes, sir.
last year was hard with Anthony Richardson going down early, right? The Colts still almost made the playoffs. Gardner Minshew took over. You guys, I think all things considered, had a pretty solid year. What are expectations now? Obviously, Michael Pittman's there. You got your fifth year picked up. you know, bolstered your team in the draft as well. Obviously, Anthony Richardson is back and healthy now. What are expectations for the Colts right now?
I think it's kind of playoffs, you know. That's like the bare minimum for us. We have to reach the playoffs. You know, we have to win the division. And it's heating up in our division. You know, the Texans got a whole bunch of guys. You know, the Jags, they won the division 2 years ago, and then we have the rivalry with the Titans. But, you know, I feel like our division is probably like one of the best right now in the NFL as far as competition-wise, because it's kind of like just all in the air. You don't know who's going to win it. So for us, you know, winning the division, going to the playoffs, and, you know, just going far in the playoffs. You know, we reloaded a lot of guys. We brought a lot of our key guys back, and, you know, just going to the season head high. It was a good season last year, but obviously what it wasn't what we wanted, and, you know, definitely just to stack on top of that year.
I'll tell you what, though. If you do make the playoffs, I'm rooting for you here in Kansas City. I'm rooting for you. Just don't play the Chiefs in the playoffs, because the Colts seemingly always have the Chiefs numbers. Don't bring up the no punt game. Just don't bring it up. We, Kansas City Chiefs fans and Colts, come on now. We respect you, but we don't want to face you in the playoffs. I do want to give a huge shout out once again to Campbell's Chunky Spicy Nashville Style Hot Chicken Soup, coming out very soon to a shelf near you. Quiddy Pay, defensive end for the Indianapolis Colts. Quiddy, really appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results, and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at
Menards. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.